Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson's campaign for governor is struggling in the wake of a recent CNN report that said he'd made racist and misogynistic posts on a pornography website. But all those posts were dated long before Robinson entered politics. He's been routinely absent from some of the lieutenant governor's primary job responsibilities since taking office in 2021. As Colin Campbell reports, those duties include presiding over sessions of the state Senate and serving on the State Board of Education and other boards.
The Senate will come to order. Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members will go to their seats.
That's Mark Robinson opening a session of the state Senate earlier this month. Serving as president of the Senate, a job that only comes with a vote if there's a tie, is one of the most visible duties for the lieutenant governor. But the recent session to approve private school voucher funding was the only one Robinson attended all year. He was quick to admit he was out of practice as he flubbed some routine agenda items.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little rusty. I jumped the gun. Hold on just a second.
Robinson was a frequent presence at the front of the state Senate chamber during his first year in office, but he hasn't spent much time in the legislative building since. He attended just 5 Senate sessions in 2022 and 6 sessions in 2023. Robinson does have a voting seat on the State Board of Education, and while education issues have been a frequent topic of his speeches and initiatives, meeting minutes show he's missed nearly half of the board's sessions, absent 5 of the 10 days the board met this year. He also serves on the State Board of Community Colleges, but he's attended its meetings just 4 times in the last 4 years, typically sending his policy director to attend on his behalf. Robinson's attendance record was an issue in the Republican primary, as his opponent, State Treasurer Dale Falwell, brought it up at a candidate forum in Charlotte.
The lieutenant governor has been the most absent elected official in my 16 years in Raleigh. I have never seen him on the community college board meeting, as we have had to hire and fire 2 presidents. I rarely see him at the State Board of Education meeting, and you can look at what his attendance rate is on presiding over the Senate.
Robinson wouldn't agree to an interview for this story, but a spokesman told WUNC that he's, quote, deeply committed to the duties of his office and stays informed about the activities of every board and commission he serves on. The spokesman says Robinson has also worked with state lawmakers to secure funding for apprenticeships and eliminate the state income tax on veteran pensions. In a radio interview during Robinson's first year in office, he listed his schedule of Senate sessions and board meetings when asked to explain what the lieutenant governor does.
We're very busy because we sit on a bunch of different commissions, Energy Commission, State School Board, got to preside over the Senate. But I think when we first went into this thing and we first, right after we won the general election, the thing that things we said we wanted to focus on, besides, you know, presiding over the Senate, which, you know, was our primary duty, education. Veterans care.
In addition to the education boards, the lieutenant governor serves as chair of the Energy Policy Council. He's only attended 4 of its quarterly meetings, sending his chief of staff instead to lead the council most of the time. Robinson has also designated staffers to serve in his place on the Charter School Review Board and the Domestic Violence Commission. But neither Robinson nor a representative from his office have been attending the state's Military Affairs Commission, where the lieutenant governor has a non-voting seat. Robinson's strongest attendance record is for the brief monthly meeting of the Council of State, the group of statewide elected officials chaired by the governor. He's attended about 3/4 of those meetings. Robinson's spokesman didn't explain why the lieutenant governor has been absent from Senate sessions and other meetings, saying only that previous lieutenant governors treated their job as, quote, largely ceremonial, while he prefers active leadership. A review of the lieutenant governor's official calendar from 2023 lists each Senate session, and it showed no scheduling conflicts on many of the days when Robinson did not attend. Colin Campbell, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.